Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more balanced and fulfilling life. Welcome back to the Balanced Stoic. Now, today we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us, every single day. Emotions. Ever feel like you're constantly on an emotional roller coaster? Like one minute you're riding high, and the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair? You know that feeling when happiness turns to sadness in the blink of an eye? Well, guess what? It's completely normal. We're human beings, wired to feel a whole spectrum of emotions. But here's the catch. It's not about suppressing or ignoring those feelings, it's about learning how to navigate them, embrace them, and express them in a healthy way. Think of emotions as waves they crash over you, they ebb and flow. The key is not trying to fight them or pretend they don't exist. It's about understanding their power, riding the wave without getting swept away, and ultimately using that energy to fuel your growth. So how do we actually do this? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can help you become a master of your own emotional landscape. First up, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to shove them under the rug or pretend they aren't there. The moment you resist a feeling, it gains even more power. Instead, take a deep breath, acknowledge what you're experiencing, and say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling insert emotion here right now. That simple act of awareness can help disarm the intensity. Next, identify your triggers. We all have things that set us off a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern. Once you start paying attention, you'll notice patterns emerging. Maybe it's traffic that sends your stress level soaring, or perhaps a particular conversation with a friend tends to bring out your insecurity. Identifying these triggers is like having a map of your emotional terrain. It gives you the power to navigate them more effectively. Third, express yourself authentically. Don't bottle things up. Find healthy ways to express your emotions. Talking to a trusted friend or family member, journaling, exercising, creating art, these are all powerful outlets. The key is to find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Remember, suppressing your feelings doesn't make them go away, it just gives them an opportunity to fester and explode later on. Now, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all have moments of weakness, times when we feel overwhelmed or out of control. Instead of beating yourself up for those moments, offer yourself some understanding and support. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect all the time. Finally, cultivate mindfulness. Take a moment to truly be present in your experiences. When you're feeling an emotion, pause and observe it without judgment. Notice the physical sensations, the thoughts that accompany it, and the urge to act. This practice of mindfulness can help you gain distance from your emotions, allowing you to respond rather than react impulsively. Think about a time when you were really angry, maybe you got stuck in traffic or someone cut you off on the road. In that moment, did you feel your heart racing? Did you clench your fists? Maybe you even wanted to yell or honk the horn. But what if, instead of reacting in the heat of the moment, you took a few deep breaths, acknowledged your anger, and simply observed it without judgment? You might still feel angry, but that space between feeling the emotion and acting on it can make all the difference. It gives you the opportunity to choose a more constructive response. This is about finding balance, understanding that emotions are a natural part of life, and learning to navigate them with grace and self-awareness. It's a journey, not a destination, but trust me, the rewards are well worth it. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment right now, breathe deeply, and acknowledge how you're feeling. You've got this. Remember, friends, life is too short to be ruled by our emotions. Let's learn to embrace them, understand them, and use them as fuel to create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one emotion at a time. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this episode with someone who needs a little emotional guidance. We'll catch you on the next episode of The Balanced Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.